Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, you are, ladies and gentlemen. Howdy. How's it going? Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour 2 of 2, and our goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to the broadcast. Wow, we got a lot to discuss today. Kurt Crosby is with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. I guess there's a victim of police theft, Kurt. And there's justice. People tell me there's no justice ever anymore. I agree it's fleeting because Americans don't stand up for their rights. But you know what? When people do, good things happen, sir.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And LibertyNewsDaily.com brings us a piece. A guy named Charles Clark II. Yeah. They say he was one of thousands of innocent Americans to have their property stolen by law enforcement agents who described the larceny as, quote, asset forfeiture, end quote. Unlike most of them, the LibertyNewsDaily.com piece continues, however, Clark is getting his money back with interest. In February of 2014, almost 3 years ago, Clark was accosted by police officers at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport after a ticket clerk claimed that his luggage smelled like marijuana. Clark, who was traveling to Florida to begin school, was carrying $11,000 in cash, which he intended to pay his college tuition. Doesn't he know he's supposed to just get government grants for that? But anyway, the officers were employed by a DEA task force at the airport, which routinely confiscated money and other property on similar pretexts. The drug dog alerted on the cash in Clark's pockets, which resulted in Clark being arrested on narcotics charges that were later dropped, but the uniformed thieves insisted on keeping the pilfered money. Clark sought legal assistance from what's called the Institute for Justice. I guess they say it's an advocacy group that specializes in asset forfeiture abuses. The DEA, that's the Drug Enforcement Administration, has now agreed to a settlement in which Clark's money will be returned with interest. By the way, though, the agency will not be required to admit wrongdoing. There's never anything wrong there. The attorney from the group there who represented Clark observes that, quote, he was very lucky to file a claim early on and that we were able to help him. Otherwise, he would have been out of luck, especially since the burden of proof is on the property owner and not the government.
See, and that's the biggest piece of this whole thing to sound off on, Kurt. What on earth has happened to the innocent until proven guilty scenario? What has happened to America, Kurt?
Well, Sam, we're more advanced now than in the beginning. We've come a long way, baby, don't you know? We've got all these better ways of doing things now and, more... well, kinder, gentler government to take care of you, right, Sam?
There you go. All right. Well, interesting stories everywhere. I guess, though, he got what? Everything back plus interest, Kurt?
Well, now, the thing you have to remember is they say they've reached an agreement.
In other words, he hasn't seen a penny yet.
Well, that's the way I read the story. This is a government promise. Now, these are the same guys, not the exact guys, but government. I got these things called silver certificates that are almost in my hands. I can put my hands on them pretty easily, and they say that on there, it says that the government promises to have the silver to back up this piece of paper, but they don't keep that promise anymore, Sam. So I don't know that I'd count on this guy. It just says the money will be returned with interest. Now, you know,
well, we got to pray. We got to hold them accountable.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And that's the main other point of the story is when we get told by people, like you mentioned earlier, that, hey, there's no way out. I mean, you just got to grab your guns and head, you know. That's just not true. There are instances, and this is one of them, where, hey, the government, you know, can be made to do what it should be doing, and then hopefully, you know, things like the DEA and like the, what else was it? You know, the different bureaucrats.
Oh, there's
there
so many, that, so you'll never, know. You know.
Yeah, you know, they can just go away. And the states, I mean, imagine if the states and the counties were taking care of security at their own airports. I mean, I know that's kind of way
but Kurt,
out of
what
idea,
this re- is what this requires, in my opinion, though, if we want to have more victories, is for more Americans to care, more Americans to educate themselves, and then more Americans to stand up and get involved.
Well, and it's very true. You know, the thing that I want to alert people to is, where else did you hear this story? Where else are they going to be? Is Rush Limbaugh going to be talking about this?
No.
Is Sean Hannity? Is, you know, and if not, then you got to ask yourself why. And if you prefer to hear stories like this, then put your money where your mouth is or where your ears are and encourage this kind of reporting.
LibertyNewsDaily.com is where that piece comes from. And by the way, there's no shortage of incredible articles at LibertyNewsDaily.com. Speaking of that, Trump chooses Swamp Denison, Kurt.
Yeah, and we talked about this. Well, somebody who's you know, already standard in there, you know. But we talked about this. Lady's name is Elaine Chao. Now, she just happens to be the wife of the Senate Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell. And we mentioned
but that's
that,
not why they picked her. She's an educated, capable person of, on her own, right?
Well, at least...
You really got to wonder, though, would she even be considered if she wasn't the wife of...
She's supposed to head the Department of Transportation, and you'll have a hard time finding in your Constitution that we're supposed to have the Department of Transportation. But anyway, they say she's a well-pedigreed Washington insider, just the kind... You know, I mean, that's what the whole American people want, is a whole bunch more Washington insiders. And she's found a very comfortable role up there in the swamp that Trump, by the way, has promised to drain. But anyway, she was also Secretary of Labor, you know, so now she's going for the Secretary of Transportation. She was Secretary of Labor in the George W. Bush administration. By the way, her family owns what's called the Foremost Group. That's one of the largest international shipping companies. And by the way, they became a major campaign donor to McConnell. Huh, shocking. During the 80s, and I'm sure that McConnell could have gone where he went without their help. I mean, you know. Dr. James Chao, owner of the company, registers his ships in Liberia in order to avoid tax liability in the United States. It's, by the way, an arrangement of the kind Trump has loudly condemned during his campaign. And yet, if you kind of encourage it by putting, you know, this lady there, doesn't that tell you two? It's like talking out of two sides of your mouth. But anyway, foremost.
And that's what we're seeing from the Donald, and that's the big problem, is he's starting to put key people in place that really, really concern us, Kurt.
That's exactly right. And the LibertyNewsDaily.com piece continues and says that Foremost purchases, that's the company, purchases shipping vessels and coordinates a global commodity shipment network. 2 years ago, the Colombian Coast Guard seized what was called the Ping Mei, and confiscated 90 pounds of cocaine concealed within a coal shipment. I guess it's a good place to put cocaine. Among the agencies under the supervision of the Transportation Department is the United States Maritime Administration, they say, which plays a significant role in the regulation of shipping companies. So I'm sure there won't be any special deals for the company of the woman who runs it.
Right? Well, it gets worse because not only do you have Swamp Denison Elaine Chao as Transportation Secretary, now you have Goldman, big banker, Wall Street, Soros, vet, Stephen Mnuchin is Treasury Secretary. We'll get into that one in seconds.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure. And she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, I do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke. Because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, we don't need to be critical of Donald Trump, but we do need to raise flags when they occur, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, we're not just Trump lackeys. We're willing to call spades spades wherever they're found. The reality is we don't have favorites with Republicans or Democrats or anybody else. When they back the supreme law, when they back God, family, and country, when they back the principles that made America great, we stand with them. And when they don't, we raise concern and or stand against them, depending on the circumstances. Elaine Chao is a horrible pick for transportation. Donald, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. She's no doubt part of the swamp, a consummate insider, the wife of one of your greatest, in my humble opinion, enemies in the Republican Party. There's a serious problem there. But it gets worse because Stephen Mnuchin, for what, Treasury Secretary? Is that what it is, Kurt? Is a big problem.
Well, and, you know, I don't know about you, Sam, but I didn't know until I read this LibertyNewsDaily.com piece that Trump had met with, well, he didn't meet with Ron Paul, but he did meet with this guy named John Allison, who, well, he's forthrightly said that the Federal Reserve must be abolished.
So he did meet with him,
but it was before he chose... you know, Mr. Well, I call him the Mnuchin Man.
But
anyway,
Stephen Mnuchin, Kurt, Mnuchin, whatever. This guy is literally, he was with Goldman forever. The guy's basically been on the George Soros team forever. This guy's a serious, serious problem. When you put your money and your transportation in charge of those two people, I don't mean to be rude, and I'm not saying there's nothing else more important, but... wow, then you put this hawkish war general in charge of your Pentagon or your whatever. Kurt, we're headed for trouble.
Yeah, it seems like there's hardly any smoke greening going on to me. But anyway, just so you know a little more about Mnuchin or Mnuchin or whatever, you know, he does have, well, some pretty good ties to Goldman Sachs, you know, former partner there. He founded the hedge fund Dune Capital Management. This was during the last housing bubble that decade. Do you remember that, I guess? He was involved, his company was involved in one-third of all reverse mortgage foreclosures. They made an estimated $3 billion profit during the crisis. One, according to the LibertyNewsDaily.com piece, liberal-leaning Trump critic Jessica Mackler accused Mnuchin as profiting from people's misery and foreclosures. And she went on to say, of course, he'd want Steve Mnuchin, talking about Trump, to be his Treasury Secretary, complained Mackler, putting a Wall Street CEO in charge of his administration's oversight of Wall Street is dangerous and even more proof that Donald Trump is only interested in protecting corporations at the expense of working families.
There you have it. Concerns continue to surface. We'll keep an eye on that ball for you. Meanwhile, Newsweek editor Matt Cooper's in the news, Kurt.
Yeah, and this is in the, Sam, this would be in your section of He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules, you know, and the new media has taken center stage kind of story. It's a LibertyNewsDaily.com piece, and these are the guys that basically printed up, 125,000 early copies. Remember, Newsweek was a magazine. I think they're just going away, in my opinion, but they printed up these 125,000 magazines that said Madam President cover story, you know, assuming that Hillary was the winner. And, well, they got it all wrong. By the way, you know, they do say that, well, we really didn't do all this. You know, we had this kind of outside group do all this, and we would normally, you know, that, like they say, normally we would have proofread this whole thing, but, you know, these other guys did it. So, but, you know, the point to me about it is they sure look bad. And, you know, I remember days a long time ago, it's been quite some time, that I would read Newsweek. I didn't subscribe to it, but if I saw one, I would read it and think, well, that's probably pretty good stuff. But now, well, it'd be the one of the last places if I'd ever go there to get any information.
Well, and how do you get an article that no one's reviewed, Kurt, anyway?
Well, but they're pointing out, at least to me, that like this one final little paragraph of the story says, they claimed that the writing in this is, shall we say, not up to the editorial standards of Newsweek, end quote. Now, our buddy Will Griggs finishes the Liberty News Daily piece and says, an assessment with which many would strongly differ. In other words, you know, what standards does Newsweek have, Sam? And is it more part of the whole fake news thing? It's certainly, they tried to be first, but they sure got it wrong again.
Well, and not only did they try to be first, not only did they get it wrong, but my question is, who wrote the thing then?
Well, yeah.
There's no review, Kurt. It almost makes you wonder, did Hillary's staff write it?
Good point. They've admitted that nobody on the staff of the Journal actually proofread this now notorious Madam President cover story. But like you say, we've got lots of sources and lots of stories talking about how, you know, the particular party, especially in the case of the Democrats, would either be called by the writers of the articles or the submitters of articles just to see if their article was okay.
Yeah, they'd almost send their articles to the Hillary campaign to see if she could approve them or proofread them for them. My question is, that's bad enough, right? But what if the Newsweek went a step further and said, not only are we going to have you proofread the articles, why don't you just write them and send them to us and we'll just publish them?
Yeah, it'll just save time, you know. I mean, it's but they say this commemorative election edition, Madam President one, you know, was outsourced to a subcontractor, which produced the cover story and the cover illustration, and these 125,000 copies that were printed up prior to the election. Now, maybe they just get them made, you know, overseas, you know, that kind of thing, Sam. And, you know, maybe the communist Chinese are the ones that write it up, you know, I don't know. Sure is interesting, though. There's nobody coming forth saying, I did it, or whatever.
Good point. All right, well, there you have it. Hey, Kurt, who actually won the popular vote?
Well, that's a very good question, Sam, because, you know, now they all have been talking about, you know, that it's really Hillary who won it. And yet the LibertyNewsDaily.com piece says, well, they answer this story and they say, or this question, and they say Hillary still leads, they say, the popular vote count, and Donald Trump claims that tally's inflated by voter fraud. The true winner is actually nobody. That was pointed out by USA Today. They say that in 44 states, the number of eligible voters who didn't cast a ballot for president outnumbered the tallies of either Trump or Clinton. So they went on to say, if we consider not voting to be voicing an opinion on the race, none of these candidates wins in a landslide, continues the USA Today. Then they asked the question, should we leave the Oval Office vacant for 4 years? And then,
well, if we did that, at least there wouldn't be executive orders and a whole cabinet of abusers going on.
Oh, yeah, good point. The Liberty News Daily piece says, if the presidency were reduced to its very modest constitutional role, it's likely that the office would not be nearly as coveted as it is presently.
You know, amen to that, ladies and gentlemen. Reality check, always, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Back in a flash.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Former NSA contractor turned fugitive whistleblower Edward Snowden protests that we have a two-tiered system of justice in the United States where people who are either well-connected to government or they have access to an incredible amount of resources get very light punishments. One very good illustration of this inequity is the case of General David Petraeus, who pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge in 2015 for the mishandling of classified information. The former CIA director, who had been seriously considered as a potential Secretary of State in the incoming Donald Trump administration, shared information that was far more highly classified than I ever did with journalists, observed Snowden, who has been threatened with both imprisonment and execution by various federal officials. And he shared this information not with the public for their benefit, but with his biographer and lover for personal benefit, conversations that had information, detailed information, about military special access programs that's classified above top secret, conversations with the president, and so on, Snowden pointed out in an interview with Yahoo News. He never spent a single day in jail, despite the type of classified information he exposed. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Highly concerned about Stephen Mnuchin, Elaine Chao, other bureaucrats going on. You got bogus numbers in the media. They say that, you know what, Hillary won the popular vote. Not true. The popular vote didn't vote. Literally saying they want neither candidate, Kurt.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, in the past we've seen some of these in certain states where they'd have none of the above on the ballot. And they had a huge turnout, you know, and the rules, the way they had it was if none of the above would win, they'd just have to have a new election until somebody would win that the people really wanted, instead of us being given the choice Tweedledee or Tweedledum, you know, they got some real choices in those situations. Now, that would kind of really get a little bit more involvement in the elections, I think, Sam, huh?
There you go. All right, we can't really have broadcasts anymore without talking about race and white supremacists. Kurt, you know, you're a white supremacist, and I'm a white supremacist, and wouldn't you like to be a white supremacist, too? Everybody's one, Kurt. Not really true, but hey, yeah. Who cares about the truth, Kurt? Right.
Well, that's right. You know, and Jesse Lee Peterson writes for WorldNet Daily.
He's my favorite white buddy, by the way. Actually, he says he's black as the ace of spades is what he says about himself.
Yeah, good point. But anyway, he writes the headline, is Trump giving a platform to white supremacists? Then he says Democrats and the media claim that President-elect Donald Trump is giving a platform to white supremacists, but the facts show otherwise. Well, don't let the facts get in the way of a good story, Sam. But, he said that CNN commentator and Marxist sympathizer Van Jones.
See, and that's what's interesting. They would say, well, no, come on. You know, Jones is not a communist, a sympathizer of socialism or whatever anymore. Well, then how come David Duke can't live down the fact that he was part of the KKK at one point, but now he completely rejects the KKK? How come one guy can get, jettison his past and the other guy can't. What's up with that, Kurt, in the double
stand? Kind of the old, if it's good for the goose, you know. Kind
yes,
of
sir.
But anyway, you're right about being a double standard. And then he gives some examples. For example, you know, he talks about these, there's simply no wave of attacks against minorities by Trump supporters, you know, where he says the media has said there was. In fact, this Van Jones guy said that there was a white lash against a black president. That's what he called this Trump victory. But he says, to the contrary, there's evidence that shows that it's Trump supporters who have primarily been the victims of violent attacks. And most of the alleged attacks against minorities have been exposed as hoaxes. Sam, is that that fake news stuff going on again? And he gives some examples. One 58-year-old black man was arrested in Philadelphia. He was vandalizing cars. He put pro-Trump stuff on cars, and then he put anti-black graffiti. Police say that the day after Trump was elected, William Tucker sprayed Trump rules and black BCH on a white SUV owned by his 62-year-old neighbor, by the way, a black woman. After a tipster called the police and identified the guy, he was arrested and charged with four counts of criminal mischief.
Wait a minute, a black woman owns a white SUV? What is she thinking?
Yeah, I know. That's something. So this guy, they say the media, the World Net Daily piece says the media with no evidence tied the acts to neo-Nazis. Yeah, I mean, you know, they wouldn't want to get the facts in the way of a good story. Then they say a female Muslim student at the University of Louisiana claimed that her hijab, I think that's a little thing around their head, was ripped off and her wallet stolen the day after Trump's election by two white men wearing Trump hats.
But well, she lied and got caught, yeah.
Oh, doggone it. Yeah, she told this false story. Then another report.
Kind of like the gang rape false story in Rolling Stone magazine. And then Barack exactly. Hussein's running around telling you what stellar work Rolling Stone does as they perpetuate fake news everywhere, folks.
Yeah, good point. Then they had an alleged picture of a Ku Klux Klan rally in honor of Trump's victory. And then, doggone it, that turned out to be an old photo of conservatives carrying what's called the U.S. Gadsden flag, the one that says, "Don't tread on me." And these flags were billowing out in a manner mistaken for Klan robes. Whoops. Then one incident reported as a hate crime by CNN occurred at a university.
By the way, those flags were just doing that to make you think that they were like KKK robes, Kurt. Those flags were just doing
good
that.
Good point.
You know?
In this case, CNN reported this hate crime that it occurred at a university where somebody chalked the words Trump, build the wall, and F your safe space in front of the library. Isolated incidents of anti-Semitic imagery spray painted on an abandoned building and at a few high schools.
Bottom line,
have also
though.
Been reported, but... You
the
know,
stories
they
are plentiful, Kurt, and this is just Jesse Lee Peterson carrying on with James Edwards' Racism Schmacism book. I mean, it's full
Good
of
point.
The same kind of stuff that just highlights the double standard, highlights this agenda that if you're a white person, you're a racist, and there's no way to live it down because they know it's not even true. Is Donald Trump giving a platform to white supremacists? Democrats and the media are in bed together claiming that President-elect Donald Trump is giving a platform to white supremacists, but Kurt, the facts show otherwise. So then you say, well, where is this bogus agenda, fake news coming from? These bogus reports about hate being on the rise are coming from the Southern Poverty Law Center, the SPLC. Those are the folks that have attacked me, claiming I'm one of the largest hate groups in the state of Utah, Kurt. They're just absolutely
That's a great point.
Evil.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, the poverty boys there at the Southern Poverty Law Center, they say that They reportedly have $338 million in assets and investments in offshore tax havens like Bermuda and the Cayman Islands. That's how you do poverty in the New World.
So. Well, you got to kind of wonder, though, who's going to go ahead and check out their finances and see what they're doing holding money overseas. And, you know, Apple's been being abused over this for quite some time, saying they're not patriotic or whatever. But what about the Southern Poverty Law Center? See, it's just amazing, this double standard that goes on. There's no scrutiny there at all.
That's a good point.
All right. Well, Utah death is up slightly, I guess, huh, Kurt?
Well,
Utah murder up. What? Ending downward trend, they say?
Yeah, we're talking about abortions, where most people pretty much think that Utah, hey, there wouldn't be any of that going on in Utah. But, they say the abortion rate or the death rate for little babies, it's rose slightly in 2015, now they say. Now, I find this interesting. We're almost at the end of 2016, and you get this report. Does it take that long for them to figure it out?
Can you do anything about it to change course, you know?
Well, that's a great point. This is, they say, ends a four-year downward trend that left the number near historic lows. That they say that reflects a nationwide decline, that's a new state report shows that. They say there were 4.6 abortions performed last year for every 1,000 women ages 15 to 44. I guess that's where they keep track of them, you know, exactly. But they say the national rate is 12.5 abortions per 1,000 women. So at least, you know, we're low below that. But I ask you this simple question, Sam. How many babies is it okay to kill?
Zero?
I think that's a number, we're trying to get. They always do the same thing about the road guys do this whole deal of, we want zero fatalities, but somehow it doesn't transfer over into the whole government funding of killing a baby.
Well, I want zero fatalities there too, Kurt.
I know. You're just one of those.
Now, let me understand this then. How many, 12
pro-life guys,
murders per 1,000 babies in America, nationwide? How many in Utah again? Seven?
No, it's about 4.6. So
at least, we're doing good there. All right, well, we might as well talk about sex if we're talking about abortion, right? Because, I mean, one leads to the other, sadly, in America today. It shouldn't. Appropriate relationship between a husband and wife should lead to wanted children. But that's, not the matrix in America today. But there is an interesting tidbit. We'll tell you about it and then give the moral compass reality check to it all. Shall we? In seconds.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Canadians are studying sex, Kurt. It's one of those university studies,
yeah.
Don't you know?
It's amazing. The University of Canada, they have a team there at what's called the McGill University in Canada. And they say they found a link, they say between sex and the growth of nervous tissue in the some kind of campus, Sam. It's called the hippocampus. And anyway, that's the area of the brain that controls emotions.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not really a campus.
Nervous system.
They're doing this at a university, but they're talking about a section of your brain.
A different
right?
kind of campus, yeah. They say it could be that these women who have more sex have better memories. Study finds they say it could be because they get a little more exercise this way. They did some research and found that the woman's brain that it can help women to remember abstract words. I don't know how this makes any sense, but you know, this is university stuff, Sam. So I'm
well, and faces too.
Always have trouble figuring it out.
So when you walk around with your wife, and she recognizes all these people, and you're like, "Who the heck is that?" And then she knows.
Yeah.
Then you know.
Then you can tell her why.
That's right.
But I would suggest against that. Now they do say in the extended version of the story, Sam, that surprisingly, these researchers say that more research is necessary.
Uh-huh. And how much money? Yeah. And how much money would you need at the most? If we gave you anything you wanted, how much would you need? It's my always favorite question.
Well, the answer is more. They can't give you the amount. It's just more. So
and they say women who have more sex have better memories, study finds. And I guess my question is how much versus how much better memory? I mean, you could like help your wife have the perfect memory, right?
Well, and that's the key thing. Wouldn't you think in this story they might say, well, there is a commandment that you're not supposed to have any relations between man and woman unless you're married. And wouldn't it have been nice if they'd have said, okay, now you married ones that are faithful to your husband.
Or wife.
You know, let's see how your memories are. You know, and I would submit your memories are quite a bit better simply because you're keeping the commandments of God, Sam.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the moral compass that I wanted to point to on this story. Look, they say that, hey, women that have more sex have better memories. Okay, but here's what I want to know. If we leave out all the other blessings and or consequences, are we telling you the full story or is it fake news? Let's say that women get all drunk and have a bunch of sex with multiple partners, and then they have babies that they abort, because our headline above that, you know, are these abortion rates are up slightly, et cetera. And that goes on. Are we going to say, you know what, they'll do great in school, though, man. They have phenomenal memories. In fact, the more sex she has or the more partners, the more drunken one-night stands, and all, the better off she'll do in school. And it's kind of like how they tell you gambling really does great for education lie. It goes down that same road. Okay, I submit to you that the involvement with a spouse who you are legally and lawfully wedded to, then that appropriate relationship is a good thing and will do all kinds of good things, Kurt. For your marriage, for your, you know, mental health, for your moral support, for your, you know, I mean, the list goes on and on. And so I'm not surprised that appropriate relations between man and wife improves memory and health and longevity and all kinds of things, Kurt. But I also submit to you that the consequences of sex that's outside of the guidelines that God has given will lead to nothing but heartache and trouble. So run around telling women, oh, all you got to do is have more sex and your memory will start, you know, being awesome, is a bogus, deceptive, ignoring consequences, fake news story. And so when they say they need more money to study this, I think we should not give it to them. When we obey God's laws, there's blessings. When we don't, there's consequences. And all I can tell you is, there it is. And it's just, wow. When I look at these stories, I just think, they don't deal with the reality of these discussions. They make these one-off-the-wall statements that just may have a grain of truth. But yet, they're just whacked out, Kurt. Because the next question is, what subjects did they study and who were they involved with and what were the other consequences of? I mean, did they get pregnant and have an abortion? Did they, and what, you know, mental toll does that take on a woman? And we go down the list, Kurt, and what we really need, if you want solutions, my fellow Americans, and I know we hammer on this every time, but we do because it's the truth, the right reasons. Anytime someone is involved sexually, it should be legally, lawfully wedded people as a husband and wife in God's appropriate ordained relationship. And frankly, there doesn't need to be a lot of discussion about it outside of that. The reason I say frankly there doesn't need to be a lot of discussion is because, look, parents should educate children about some of these matters and about the moral consequences of their actions and the appropriate procreative reality that they'll face as they get older and things like that. I mean, there's discussions that need to happen, but they need to be done within the family unit, Kurt. They need to be done with an appropriate focus on God's laws and the family unit and appropriate relationships, etc. And so, in my opinion, this study is already completely off the rails, but it'll get worse. And, you know, you would think we'd be praising this story because you're like, hey, if people are involved with sex, they'd have, you know, awesome memories or whatever. Women would have awesome memories. Again, to me, it's a moral compass discussion, Kurt, or else we might as well not even have it because we're wasting our time in titillation and deceptive information without regard to consequences if we're not careful. We need to make sure we put this, in my humble opinion, in the proper realm. With all consequences, with appropriate relationships in the discussion, with God laws at the center of it, family relationships at the heart of it all, those are the parameters by which these discussions should be held. All right, Jill Stein of the Green Party withdraws Pennsylvania recount case, Kurt. Did you see that?
Well, yeah, I did, but I think all she's really doing, if I remember reading the story right, is said we didn't come up with enough money, and we're going to do it in a different way. Instead of going to the state, we're going to go to the feds, yeah. And we're going to force,
she's afraid the states are going to shut her down and say you don't have a case.
Yeah, I mean, imagine.
But the feds are controlled a lot more by Hillary and George Soros and crew, and so there's a greater chance that she'll have her way. Time will tell where that goes.
Maybe she forgets that the federal government was created by the state government.
Oh, good point. Oh. But, you know, hey. All right. Speaking of draining the swamp, Kurt, there's a rep. His name is Phil Rowe. And so I guess they're going to assign this guy to chair the Veterans and Affairs Committee. Sarah Palin's not in the mix anymore. This Phil Rowe guy is. Another example of taking a congressman, putting him in government. I don't see that they're draining the swamp, Kurt. Is that draining the swamp?
I don't know anything about the guy. I mean, you'd think if he was, I guess you could say, small government kind of guy, we'd have heard of him. But I haven't Do you know anything about
him? I don't know anything about the guy, but I will say this. Again, why are we picking people who are already in Washington to stay in Washington, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
Okay, there's very few people that are in Congress or in Washington that you could encourage me to have them stay, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
That's what concerns me kind of the most about that. By the way, we don't have time to talk about this story, but I do want to put a teaser out for it, Kurt. Headline says, yeah. The case for being uninsured. Jane M. Orient, medical doctor. Now, she's been on Liberty Roundtable Live with us, and she writes for WorldNet Daily?
Yes.
And Republicans say they're going to replace Obamacare, but they're going to come up with something very similar and something at least as bad if they start with the same misguided objective, that is universal coverage. And I want to get into this story in great details, why I just say I want to tease it now, because I really want time for this piece. However, the point that I'm bringing up now is this. She says the case for being uninsured, and she goes on and explains that there's value in the opportunity or option to be uninsured, Kurt, and there's moral hazard if you take that option away by a universal coverage lie.
That's a great point, and I think she's a doctor, Sam.
Yeah, she's a medical doctor. She's been on Liberty Roundtable a few times.
So she's really smart, I mean, you know, and yet she agrees with us.
Yes, sir. She's probably a white supremacist, though. I mean, you know, well, and she's probably an anti-government hater and everything else, you know.
She says in one part of her story, if most bills were paid directly instead of through a third party, medical care would cost far less.
And she's absolutely right. Oftentimes when I go, I don't have insurance, Kurt. When I go, I offer to pay on the spot, and they're like, well, we don't know what you owe. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know what I owe? And they're like, well, we got to check with, we got to go through all this government red tape and figure out, da 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 da. And, you know, we'll let you know.
That's right.
But oftentimes when I pay cash, Kurt, I get a 30 to 50% discount right on the spot. Even if it's later when they figure out the bill, they call me up and give me a window in which I can pay cash and decrease it substantially. Just imagine if they weren't controlled by government manipulation of pricing to the point where they could give me a price on the spot and that I could pay on the spot. It would even be greater than a 30 to 50% discount overall.
So you're saying without government intervention in the medical world, we'd have less expensive and better coverage?
Oh, yeah, by far.
Wow.
And that's why I want to get into this in detail, because it's going to take some time to break this down, tell some personal examples and more. But I'm telling you, it can be done, folks. And the universal coverage lie needs to be rejected. The opportunity to not have coverage in itself has incredible value. For one, freedom of choice. By the way, where's the pro-choice folks when you need them? And two, though, for the fact is it'll decrease costs and give people options big time. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.